You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You talk about a professional. DJ Moore, it's in the middle of March. He's in his off season. We ask him to call in at 8:25. And at 8:24, he delivered. I mean, this is the guy that would call us after night games on the West Coast, and he'd be on time 8 o'clock every Monday morning. And he was watching Mickey Mouse Club with his kids, and he still called in. And obviously, he began the conversation on the Mully and Haw Show on Thursday morning with what his reaction was to the trade of Justin Fields.
I didn't see it coming, but it happened, and that's the business of it all. So, I know we're going to continue to do good things over there in Pittsburgh, and we're just going to start over here with a new quarterback. So I'm looking forward to it.
You tweeted out business is business, and I think everybody understood what you meant, because it wasn't something that the Bears probably wanted to do because of the popularity of Justin Fields and the future that he has ahead of him. From a football perspective, though, you said you're kind of excited about it. There is some unknown, but obviously Caleb Williams looks like he's going to be there. He had his pro day yesterday. Curious how closely you followed that, and is that the part that is somewhat exciting?
I really haven't been keeping up with it because I've been in daddy mode and family mode. So, but whoever we get, I'm going to be excited to work with him. And, yeah, like I said, business is business. Nobody wanted him to go, but at the end of the day, that's what the organization made the plans to do, so we're just going to go with that.
Just going to go with that, Dan. He understands. A guy who played with as many quarterbacks as DJ Moore played with in Carolina is not going to bristle at the arrival of Caleb Williams.
DJ's a different cat, and I appreciate the way he sees the world. You know, he is not one of these big ego, high maintenance wide receivers. You know, he just kind of lives in his world. And when it's time to come to the football facility and work, he works. When it's time to go to the stadium on Sunday, he produces. And he just doesn't seem to be fully connected to the ins and outs and every development in the off season or even in the season as some of the rest of us are. And I feel like you probably experienced some of that as you're picking his brain on what has been the hottest topic in Bears football, and him just being like, I'm playing with my kids. You know, I'll see you guys in April.
I admire his work-life balance, especially as it pertains to the hottest quarterback in the country right now, and that would be Caleb Williams. So I asked him, what does he know about Caleb Williams?
I've seen film on him. Watched him a few times on the game. Now I've seen on TV. He's out there downing people up, so I'm excited that he does that. And if we get him, I hope he just comes in and just get ready to work. And you can't really worry about the legacy of Justin Fields. You just got to go out there and do your own thing.
That was interesting. Can't worry about the legacy of Justin Fields. Aware of that. it's going to be kind of a shadow cast over the Caleb Williams arrival until he starts to produce. But I also think that, you're right. He's not necessarily caught up in watching every pro day. He's not Keenan Allen showing up just because he can. And watching Caleb Williams, I think DJ Moore knows that once he gets there, as long as he's a professional, he'll be accepted.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It'll be interesting. You know, I mean, there'll be an initial transition. There'll be an initial acclimation period. Ultimately, particularly when you are surrounded by guys that can make plays for you, if you just get them the football, they're going to like you pretty quickly, right? Like, I mean, that happens in this league. And so Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Cole Kmet should be pretty excited about it.
DJ Moore, probably more explosive. Keenan Allen, arguably more efficient. Both guys can be interchangeable. Both guys can run great routes and make things happen. Keenan Allen, great hands. He can get open, but just because of his savvy, he can go around at different positions and spots on the field. Really, each guy, Keenan Allen comes to the Bears with over 900 receptions. DJ Moore is coming off a Pro Bowl caliber season. I think either guy could be your number one de facto wide receiver. We know how receivers are, so I had to ask DJ Moore the question about, hey, who is the number one wide receiver on the Chicago Bears?
Does it matter on this team as Keenan Allen comes with all of his catches over 900 and all of his yards in his career? Does it matter who the number one wide receiver is on the Bears?
Oh, no, it doesn't really matter to me. You know, I know we both talked about how we're just going to compliment each other. So I'm just looking forward to that. Whoever good, like, it might be a race to 1,000, but that's just a friendly competition. But at the end of the day, if we win it, and whoever catches the ball, I don't really care.
It should work out very well.
Yeah, it should. So, like I said, we're probably going to compliment each other. You know, yeah, we're going to see. I can't give y'all too much about what we talk about.
You know, can you imagine that, Dan? I mean, obviously, Alshon Jeffrey and Brandon Marshall were quite a tandem. You go back in Bears history, it's hard to find another one as productive. But if DJ Moore and Keenan Allen have a race to 1,000 yards and both guys are within striking distance as we get to December, that means things have gone very, very well.
Look, like, I know back in the day we had a good graphics team here at Take the North. Maybe we need to have a regular update on the race to 1,000, you know, and we'll start that in September, and we'll see who wins. You know, it'd be a fun thing to track. And it certainly, like, those are the types of storylines that we should hopefully be crossing the bridge into the theme park where those are available to us going forward, you know, with a team that can compete with proven playmakers surrounded by a really talented quarterback. This should be, as we've been saying for a while now, a really exciting time for Chicago Bears football.
Last thing on this, is it also true? Chris Beatty was the coach at Maryland when DJ Moore was there. They have a connection. He also coached Keenan Allen for 3 years with the Chargers, a Bears wide receivers coach. So there's that connection. You would think that this is the ideal situation. The Bears wide receivers are never going to be more comfortable than they are when they report to OTAs or for training camp with being coached by a guy who knows both players very, very well.
Right, David, I think that's important here because like you're not wasting time getting to know each other. You know what I mean? Chris Beattie should be able to jump right in and know how to push the buttons for both those guys and bring them together and get them on the same page with their quarterback and their coordinator and go down that path in a way that is really time efficient. And that's time is of the essence for a lot of people in this league, and that should be very helpful.